Hello and welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. We bounced around to bacon and established meat processors recently on the podcast. Now we're going on to look at a processor out of Chicago who's rebranded with some new looks on their packaging. It's called Green Ridge Farm. Opened in 2008, the company has slowly grown as an established brand in the Chicago area. And recently it had some big news for them, as they are moving into the rest of the Midwest as they go to Costco across 13 different states. We covered this recently on the website, but we wanted to get some more background on this company's philosophy of meat processing and quality. So we called up to Chicago and talked to co-founder and CEO Sebastian Made, a Polish immigrant who has been able to work hard and become an established name in the Windy City. Take a listen to our conversation on this growing name in the artisanal meat business.
Sebastian, I just wanted to get some initial thoughts from you. Tell me a little bit about your company and how you guys got started with Green Ridge Farm.
Okay, so basically Green Ridge Farm was started in 2008 by my brother and I, Michael. Plain and simple, we are meat lovers. We are passionate about crafting the best deli meats possible. So both Michael and I, we grew up in Poland on a farm. Or parents were farmers, or grandparents were farmers. So we grew up with the idea of you know, simple and natural meat the way it's supposed to be. So we moved to the U.S. back in, when did we move in here? It was 1990, I'm sorry. So we've been here for quite some time, and we've traveled, you know, throughout Europe and throughout our travels. We eat well, we like good meat, and we were not able to find what we are used to. So back in 08, we decided to start Green Ridge Farm and start crafting the products that we like, that we're accustomed to, and bringing it to the Chicago market.
Sure. What made you guys settle in Chicago?
Well, our parents, actually our father came here in the early 80s. He emigrated here, and then we kind of followed in 1990 with our mother here to the United States. So that's how we arrived here. It wasn't by choice. It was by, you know, he was here first, so we kind of followed the family here.
Sure. Well, I'm curious, with your Polish influence, what does that do for your choice of meat and cutting meat? How does that influence everything that you guys do and put into your product?
So basically, and we don't believe in shortcuts. Everything we sell out there on the marketplace is kind of, you know, highly processed. Everything has a similar taste. There's a lot of junk deli meat out there, so we wanted to bring in what we like, what we are used to, and how it's made back in the European ways, and that's kind of how we started back in 2008.
Sure.
Basically, you know, just artisan good meat. You know, we take no shortcuts. All of our products are made in small batches. We slowly marinate it. You know, we slowly oven roast our products or naturally smoke them. We've just rebranded our entire line about a month ago. This is a relaunch. So all of our products are all natural. So we took all the junk out of the deli meat. So we took all the nitrates out. We took all the phosphates out. So basically, it's a clean label product, handcrafted, natural.
Sure. You know, we were looking over your website and we saw some of your, I guess, your pillars or your philosophy, and it said flavor comes first, get back to nature, we believe in our time, and there's something for everyone. Why did you feel like those were the things that you wanted to display to consumers?
So we believe that food should taste good above anything else. We believe in using natural ingredients as the best way of crafting great-tasting food. Our process is not necessarily the fastest and the cheapest to make deli meats, but we believe it's the right way to make it. We don't believe in taking shortcuts. We believe in delivering fresh, for our customers every single day. And this is how we differentiate from everybody else out there, is we deliver fresh. Every single product that we make tastes different the way it's supposed to taste, and that's why we stand behind it.
Sure, and for our magazine and our website, we're always interested in the process, and you said it's not always the quickest or the shortest way to do it. So take us through the process of how you guys get something from something from the farm all the way to the stores.
So basically, you know, when the product comes from the farm to our facility right here, we slowly marinate it. We have special recipes and special blends where we marinate the product. We let it rest. Then we massage it. We tumble the product and then let it rest again. And then about on a second or a third day, we even oven roast it, or we smoke it naturally. And we have natural ovens and natural smokers here on the site. And then we package it. So it's a longer process for us to make it. Think of it as a brisket. You know, the longer it takes, the better it is. But that's kind of the way we're making it. It takes us a couple of days, whereas everybody else, they start in the morning and they finish in the afternoon and the product is out the door. So it's more artisanal, it's more hands-on. Everything we make is by hand. We hand-make, we handcraft it. And then we deliver fresh to the stores every single day to make sure they have a fresh batch on the display all the time. So that's kind of what sets us apart. That's how we started initially in Chicago. We DSD everything, so we direct deliver it to the customers. We have our own fleet of trucks that hits the street every day and delivers to the customers. So make sure it's the freshest quality possible out there. And that's kind of what sets us apart, what makes us different among anybody else out there.
For sure. And I know some of that has to be changing a little bit now that we picked us up from the wire this week with you guys moving into Costco and moving across the rest of the Midwest. What does that news do for you guys, and how excited are you guys to get into that such a big retailer?
I mean, we're excited. I mean, Costco has been a great partner to work with. We appreciate that, you know, the desire to work with quality. And, you know, they saw obviously something different in their products that they haven't seen anywhere else. As far as, you know, changing from the way we're doing things now and in the future, nothing really changed. We'll continue to make the product as fresh to the customer as possible. We're going to work closely with our logistics partners to make sure that the deliveries are there every single day and on time. So that's kind of our core. That's how we stand behind it. That's how we've been growing our company every year. And we're going to keep it that way.
For sure. And, you know, one thing that we were very curious here was the process of just getting into Costco itself, because I'm sure getting on their shelf space and getting into that area had to be difficult.
Well, I mean, it is and it's not. I mean, if you have a good product and you stand behind your product and the product stands on its own, it's much easier. Costco is always looking for local suppliers, partnering up with their local suppliers and their manufacturers. They came to our plant. They saw our passion. They saw how we create items, how we make them. They were very passionate about, you know, what we do. And we just created a partnership, and it sparked, and it's working. And we're moving forward to 13 states, and we're excited about that.
Absolutely. Hey, Sebastian, the other thing I was really curious about is getting into the Chicago meat market itself. Since you started in 2008, take me back a little bit, and you know that's a very established place when it comes to names and meats and everything like that. And talk to me about how you guys were able to build a name into that situation too.
So what we started is we started with having products that are different. I mean, like I mentioned before, every single product tastes differently. And we've approached the Chicago market about you know, with DSP to each customer, like I said before, how we got our customers to like our products. We do a lot of sampling, a lot of in-store demos. And when the product is able to stand on its own, that's how we've been able to get traction and momentum in the Chicago market. You know, we're proud to service pretty much every single independent retailer in Chicago. We also service Mariano's. We're in every single one of their locations. We do business with Angelo Caputo's, with Tony's Finer Foods, with Valley's. We just launched a couple weeks ago three sausage items into all of Jewel. So we're excited. We know it's a tough market here, but when you have a good product and people like it and people demand it, I think, you know, we're gonna get to where we want to go with this product.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned sausage. Would you say that's one of your better selling or one of your signature products that you guys have been able to develop over the last few years?
Basically, our turkeys and our chickens and our hams are the core of our business. Our sausages are supplementary to that. We've been able to, because of, you know, of the palate and the changing palate and people going to you know, cleaner products, they want cleaner products, they want better products, they don't want all the junk. We've been gaining some traction in the sausage category. That's why we're picked up by Jewel and we're picked up by Costco. We're getting there. I mean, it's not an easy task, but we're getting there. But for now, our core business is our deli product.
The other thing we were curious about, Sebastian, was how you guys pick out the right places to get your meat, whether you guys are going to make turkey, chicken, sausage. What kind of process do you guys go through to find those right farms where you're able to keep getting that quality meat coming through?
So the Greenwich Farm, you know, was born out of the idea of crafting food that is, you know, truly farm stable. Like I mentioned before, we grew up on a farm in Poland. We love simple ingredients. We love great tasting meat. And we believe in making, you know, truly artisanal deli meat here in Chicagoland. You know, we partner with our local Midwest farmers to provide great meat for us. We craft, you know, with pure and simple ingredients. That's the message we're going to stay on, and that's the way we're going to go forward. Our next step here in the future is to go into more organic products to reduce our carbon footprint. And in the next couple of years, that's our target.
Yeah, and I'm curious, you know, being in an area like Chicago, do you mainly stay within the Illinois border for the farms, or do you go throughout the whole area, Indiana, Wisconsin, any of those other places too?
Yeah, so we go in Indiana, we go in Missouri, we go into Ohio, you know, whatever we can source as locally and as best as we can, that's what we do.
Thanks again to Sebastian Made for joining us on the podcast. Make sure to check out the rest of the story at meatpoultry.com about Green Ridge Farm and the rest of the news in the meat industry. Also follow us on social media on Facebook and Twitter at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
I mean, we're never satisfied. I mean,
okay.
We see there's a lot of
sounds good. And I know,
space.
You know, with this big announcement at Costco, that's probably a big step ahead to begin with. But you know, what are some of the other future aspirations
before,
and goals that you guys
are
looking for down the road?
There has been a lot of requests out there, especially from other regions of Costco, for us to expand. So we're working on that. But for now, we have a lot of work to do, making sure our customers know who we are, what we bring to them, and try to stay on message and getting our product out there.